First today, the Australian Defence Force has confirmed a handful of its buildings contain flammable cladding, but details about other Commonwealth-owned buildings with the potentially deadly material are being kept secret. An audit was launched following London's Grenfell Tower inferno in 2017, which killed more than 70 people. So far in Australia, 11 Commonwealth-owned buildings have been identified as having flammable cladding. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Fire Brigade.
Yeah, hello. Hi. In the fire, flat 16 Grenfell Tower.
72 people died after a fire broke out in the Grenfell Tower in 2017.
Okay. Quick.
They're on the way already. Yes, I know it's...
Flammable cladding was what fuelled the blaze that engulfed the 24-storey apartment block in London. The tragedy led to the federal and state governments in Australia examining which buildings here have the dangerous material. 2 years on and the Australian government's cladding audit of Commonwealth-owned buildings is still going.
I'm surprised and alarmed.
Brendan O'Connor is the Shadow Industry Minister.
I think what is expected of the Commonwealth and the federal government is to provide an all-of-government statement about the progress of the audit and the progress of the rectification where required.
The Department of Industry says the cladding audit is ongoing, and so far 11 Commonwealth-owned buildings have been identified as having flammable cladding. No details have been provided about how safety improvements are progressing and how much longer the audit will take. And Industry Minister Karen Andrews is refusing to say where the 11 buildings are.
There has been concerns the public disclosure of specific buildings is likely to lead to a risk of arson. So what we have to do is balance the information that's publicly available.
But in Senate estimates this morning, Defence confirmed it has 5 buildings with flammable cladding and it had no trouble detailing on the public record where they are. Steve Krishkoviak leads Defence's Estate and Infrastructure Group.
HMAS Penguin in Sydney. Second building is at HMAS Cairns. Third building is at RAAF Townsville. Fourth building is at Fisherman's Bend Laboratories. And the fifth building is at RAAF Edinburgh.
Defence's Chris Bearer told Senate estimates that work is underway to make the buildings safe.
Corrective actions for 3 of the non-compliant Defence-owned buildings consist of installation of fireproof awnings over fire exits to ensure occupants evacuating the buildings are protected from any falling or dripping material from above, from the non-compliant material.
Fireproof awnings.
Awnings, yes. Yep. Corrective action for the 2 remaining Defence-owned buildings include removal of non-compliant material and replacing with a compliant cladding, with all remediation expected to be completed by the end of 2019.
Defence officials confirm staff working in these buildings have been told about the cladding, but under questioning from Labor Senator Penny Wong, they couldn't say when that happened.
In respect of the 5 buildings for which risk has been identified, have personnel working inside those buildings been advised of that fact?
My understanding, Senator, is that they have. They are practising fire escape more regularly than would normally be the case.
When were they advised?
I'd have to take that on notice.
There are even less details when it comes to what other buildings contain flammable cladding. The Department of Industry has not confirmed if the 5 defence buildings are among the 11 identified or if they're on top of that figure. As to whether all staff working in the 11 buildings have been notified about the risk, Industry Minister Karen Andrews was asked that question by RN Breakfast's Hamish McDonald.
The processes for rectification work are already underway, so there would be a level of visibility. So that, yes, there would be an understanding by at least some of the building occupants that remediation work is underway. Now, clearly,
that's a pretty oblique way of informing people that their building that they're working in is not safe, isn't it? I mean, are you being upfront with these people and saying, look, you work in a building that is not safe?
I'm being as upfront as I can at this point in time. What we don't want to do is alarm people unnecessarily.
Labor's Brendan O'Connor says her response raises questions about who knows what and is demanding further details.
It's in the public interest that people know, for public safety reasons, whether there are buildings that are potentially dangerous.
Shadow Industry Minister Brendan O'Connor ending that report by Stephanie Boris.